What about the issue of follow-up tests for patients who have colon cancer? It seems to me there's been kind of a movement, and I can remember Len Saltz talking about this, being more aggressive with CEAs and imaging studies in follow-up now, looking maybe for curative disease. Is that something that's happening in general right now?
We certainly follow our patients pretty intensively, and I think a number of studies over the last 20 or 30 years looking at intensive surveillance, and I think the meta-analyses that have looked at that show an improvement in the outcome, whereas there are other studies in the past, small single institution studies that had not shown a difference, but when looked under a meta-analysis, there is a difference. So we are very aggressive in our follow-up for our colon cancer patients. We generally follow them every 4 months for the first 2 years, every 6 months till 5 years, and then every year thereafter, and use CEAs on a regular basis. And we get imaging studies on the patients that we feel are at moderate to high risk for recurrence. We'll get CAT scans on them every 6 months, at least for the first 3 years, looking for potential treatable disease that's there. And certainly with the results of resection of hepatic metastases, certainly our hepatobiliary surgeons are much more aggressive in the past. No longer it's a matter of a solitary metastasis or three metastases in the liver. They'll go after any resectable disease, and the outcomes are certainly very good. Patients that can have a resection of their metastatic disease, their 5-year survivals are in the 30-40% range. Same with lung metastases. We tend to be very aggressive in terms of following the patients, and if they have metastatic disease in the lung that's resectable, then we'll obviously send them off for that. So we do follow them very intensively, and if they have resectable disease, we'll move on to that.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Colorectal Cancer Update.